Topic 2. Key text. Why we don't vote.
Less than half of British 18 to 25-year-olds vote in general elections. To find out why, a cross-party group of MPs arranged a public meeting in which young people were invited to give their views on politics and politicians. Here is the speech given by 19-year-old Abby Turnbull.
Hello, I'm Abby Turnbull, and I'm one of the so-called millennials who doesn't vote. I didn't vote in the last election, and I won't be voting in the next, nor will many of my friends. You ask why? Why aren't we voting? Where are our ideals? Don't we understand that people have fought and died for our right to vote? What's wrong with us? I've come here today to tell you that there's nothing wrong with young people. We're not lazy or apathetic or cynical. We're not lacking in ideals or aspirations. On the contrary, we do care about the future, our future, and the future of this planet. What's wrong is you, our so-called representatives. You don't represent us. Instead, you represent a privileged older generation. People who had free education. People who went to university on a government grant. No student loans for you. And yet, when our turn came, what did you do? You made us pay for our studies. You made us start our working lives loaded with debt. That's one reason we don't vote for you. We finish our studies and look for work. After all, we have a big loan to pay off. And what do we find? We find we're lucky if we can get a job. Any job. Millions of young people all over Europe are unemployed. And if we do manage to find work, all too often it's on a zero-hour contract. A low-paid, come-when-the-boss-needs-you job. Try planning your life without job security. Try getting a mortgage to buy a flat. Try starting a family. That's why we don't vote for you. You failed us when it comes to education. You failed us when it comes to jobs. You failed us when it comes to housing. And why? Because your generation protects your own jobs. You buy second homes and rent them out to us. You give yourself state-funded pensions so you can travel and pursue your hobbies. And who will pay for all this? Look at your audience and you'll see who. And still you wonder why we don't vote for you? Your policies have impoverished a generation of young people. Worse, you've done nothing to address the big issues that will shape the world we will inherit. You've done nothing meaningful about global warming, about pollution, about the destruction of the natural environment. And as the sea levels rise and the species around us die out, you expect us to step into polling stations up and down the country and cast our votes for you. Let me make one thing clear. It's not we, the young, who have turned our backs on politics. It's politicians from every party who have turned their backs on us. While you cater for the haves, we, the have-nots, face cuts in education, cuts in housing benefit, cuts in unemployment benefit. And that's not the worst of it. You've been so busy safeguarding the interests of your generation that you've turned a blind eye to the future of the planet. The future that we and our children will have to live in. So are we disengaged? Are we disillusioned and disenchanted with your brand of politics? We certainly are. We're fed up with your stale ideas, your self-serving policies, and your partisan bickering. If you want to inspire young people, you need to start listening to us. Listen to our concerns, our aspirations, our ideas. Until you do, you will never have our support. And without our participation, the word democracy has a hollow ring to it. So stop asking us why we don't vote. Ask, instead, why we don't vote for you. Because we will vote. We will go to the ballot box in our thousands when we see that there is something or someone worth voting for.